Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And by the way, just a quick word before we get into the main topic. If you haven't visited our brand new shop, then why not click the link below, go to davidvance.net and check out all the goodies available for the discerning listener at the in the shop. Lots of good stuff there, which some of which you might perhaps want to consider acquiring. So let me talk to you about, again, I don't like to be sort of too regional about this, but I want to talk to you about developments ahead concerning the European Union and the Northern Ireland Protocol. Now, I read a story which talks about, apparently Boris Johnson, he's a bit concerned that the trade deal that the government is trying to cobble together with the European Union could be too much of a compromise. Oh, really? Boris Johnson says that. Boris Johnson's the guy who put in place the Irish Sea border. He's caused the problem. He hived off Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. And now insiders are saying Boris is a bit concerned that a new compromise would give a role to European judges. Apparently, this is all garbage. I'm going to explain to you why it doesn't mean anything in a second. The former Prime Minister fears ministers are planning to let the European Court of Justice be the final arbiter of EU laws that apply within the province to end the long-running dispute over post-Brexit trade deal. This is all part of, as you know, the government trying to get this, to solve this Northern Ireland Protocol before the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement in April. This is enough. Now, let me just take this apart because it's such nonsense. So, in the first instance, the European Court of Justice already has got say over what happens here in Northern Ireland, right? And that's because Boris Johnson allowed that to happen. Northern Ireland still remains in the European Union single market. Boris Johnson allowed that to happen. So you'll forgive me if I'm going to be overly excited about Boris Johnson's getting a bit antsy about what his own colleagues might decide to do. You see, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the Stormont executive up and running again. And it can't be up and running because the DUP will not enter it. And the DUP will not enter it because they're saying the Irish Sea border has to go. Northern Ireland has to be treated as an integral part of the United Kingdom. End of story. And of course, that's just outrageous. Imagine wanting to be treated in the same way as the rest of the UK. Not in these modern times. So that's why the DUP are being demonized in this one. And you're getting all these negotiations going on behind closed doors between the British government and the European Union. And I think at some point they're going to try and conjure up a deal, which they will then try to push on the DUP. Now, my sense is that the DUP will probably just look at it and shrug their shoulders and say, no, unless products can move easily without any hindrance between GB and Northern Ireland, then we're not interested. And the DUP then can just happily sit and in the background, and the executive will not flourish. That's, to me, the best deal here. What worries me is that, of course, once the European Union and the British government cobble up a deal together, and the United States will undoubtedly back it, in that situation, there's going to be a lot of pressure put on the DUP to grin and bear it and just accept the fact that the European Court of Justice will continue to have final control over laws that apply here. And of course, that's an insult to any of us because we all voted to leave the European Union. But how can we have left the European Union when the European Court of Justice determines our laws? And the answer is you can't. It demonstrates the absolute folly of what's been going on since Boris Johnson did the dirty deal with the European Union back at the end of 2019 to get Brexit done. And it also shows, and this is my other big fear, that because the door is still half left open to the European Union, all it will take is Keir Starmer to get in power next year, and he can then look to find ways to link the United Kingdom economically back into the European Union single market, which is then getting us very close to being back into the club again. That's the game that they're playing. So this is ramifications way outside of Northern Ireland. If you're listening to this and you're living in Scotland, Wales, or Northern Ireland, or England, believe you me, the politicians at Westminster, they want us back into the European Union. They never wanted us to leave. Brexit was never supposed to have happened. David Cameron messed up big time by allowing it to happen. And because it did happen, they're fighting an ongoing battle with us to try and reverse it. And that's when, whenever Johnson did his deal, his tawdry deal in 2019, Northern Ireland was deliberately and specifically kept within the single market and specifically subject to the European Court of Justice. Because that then means that that's the back passage for the rest of the UK to also follow that regime and also be claimed, oh, you got Brexit. It's just that you're in the single market and European Court of Justice will make the final determination. That's where these guys are going. And none of them can be trusted, absolutely none of them. And the best thing the DUP can do, in my opinion, is to just say no.